The Chinese president has called on Fujian province to build an open economy at a higher level. Xi Jinping made the remarks during his inspection tour from Monday to Thursday. He says Fujian needs to increase support for innovation, deeply integrate into the joint efforts in building the Belt and Road, and ensure the sound operation of the pilot free trade zone. He adds the province should make greater progress in developing a modernized economy and take bigger strides in exploring a new way of integrated development on both sides of the Taiwan Strait. Officials say Chinese and European Union negotiators are carrying out a necessary legal review of the China-EU investment agreement. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says the deal is in the interests of both sides and will benefit the world. Following 35 rounds of negotiations over the course of 7 years, negotiations for the investment agreement were completed at the end of last year. Chinese authorities have announced sanctions on 9 British individuals and 4 entities over Xinjiang. The Chinese Foreign Ministry also reaffirmed the country's resolve to safeguard its sovereignty, security, and development interests. It also says China may take further actions if the British side does not correct its wrongdoings. A Chinese military spokesperson says cooperation is the only right choice for China and the United States. Ren Guoqiang made the remarks in response to a recent U.S. claim that China is the number one pacing challenge to the United States.
Facts have proved that China-U.S. cooperation will benefit both sides, and fighting will only hurt both. Cooperation is the only correct choice for both parties. We hope that the U.S. can understand the situation, view the development of China and the Chinese army rationally.
The spokesperson says the U.S. claim is not fact and does not conform to the common interests of the two countries and the world. He says the U.S. should properly handle relations between the two countries and their militaries and work with China toward the same goal. The first batch of COVID-19 vaccines and syringes donated by China has been delivered to the Maldives. Chinese Ambassador Zheng Lijiang says China is ready to provide more support to the Maldives to fight the pandemic. The Maldives approved China's Sinopharm vaccine for emergency use on March 15th. U.S. President Joe Biden's announced a new goal of administering 200 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to Americans in his first 100 days in office. Biden initially set the plan of having 100 million shots in the arms of Americans by his 100th day of office. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that 133 million COVID-19 vaccine shots have been administered and that 14% of the American population is fully vaccinated. European Union leaders have agreed at a virtual summit to increase the production of COVID-19 vaccines. European Council President Charles Michel says the move will help improve the rollout of vaccination programs across EU member states. The COVID-19 pandemic is high on the EU agenda as Europe grapples with slow vaccine rollout amid a resurgence of COVID-19. Anne Margaret's been honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Family Film Awards. The 79-year-old says she still feels young after a lifetime in movie making. Bye Bye Birdie star has been nominated for an Oscar twice. She's also won 5 Golden Globe Awards.